North Carolina House of Representatives, District 37. Christine Kelly, Party Democrat. Background: I am a wife, mother, and 30-year resident of Southern Wake County. My 4 years of service on Holly Springs Town Council, decades of community service, and small and large business experience qualifies me to advocate for our district. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Invest in education by fully funding our public education system. Protect and preserve our environment. Provide accessible and affordable health care by expanding Medicaid and lowering prescription drugs. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? Our area is a great place to live, work, learn, and play, and I will work hard to help address economic stresses. I will support programs such as sales tax holidays, expand Medicaid, fund public education, and early child care, and introduce programs for addressing affordable housing options. Website: ChristineKellyForNC.com. That's ChristineKellyForNC.com. Aaron Pear, Party Republican. Background: State Representative, House District 37. Small business owner of Play It Again Sports, Holly Springs. Federal regulatory reform professional, military spouse, FRG leader, PTA president, founder of nonprofit and youth music education, community leader. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. 1. Tax and budget reform to lower costs and grow the economy. This will help families struggling with record-high inflation on basic needs. 2. Safe and strong NC schools. Students deserve world-class education options and a safe learning environment. 3. Funding for roads to improve traffic congestion. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? NC is ranked number one nationally for economic health due to fiscal conservative policies that lower taxes, take a smart approach to state spending, and save responsibility for the future. I will continue to support policies that keep taxes and costs low so North Carolina families can recover from record-high inflation. Website: erinfornc.com. That's erinfornc.com. Christopher Robinson, Party Libertarian. No response from this candidate. NC House of Representatives, District 38. Abe Jones, Party Democrat. No response from this candidate. Christopher Mazel, Party Libertarian. Background: I have a background as a high school teacher in the North Carolina public school system. I also have experience in the corporate world in transportation logistics. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. My top three priorities are expanding housing affordability, reforming the criminal justice system, and expanding educational opportunities for families. The issues I am focusing on will help us build stronger communities where people are more free and prosperous. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? We can end restrictive zoning, which would allow for more affordable housing options. We can lessen occupational licensing, which makes it harder for people to find work. We can also support accessory commercial units, which will allow people to work where they live. Website, electmizell.com. That's electmizelle.com. North Carolina House of Representatives, District 39. Greg Jones, Party Republican. No response from candidate. James A. Roberson, Party Democrat. No response from candidate. District House of Representatives, that's North Carolina House of Representatives, District 40. Joe John, Party Democrat. Background, over 25 years as a North Carolina trial and appellate judge, NCDMV Deputy Commissioner, and State Crime Lab Director. 3 terms in the North Carolina House. Significant experience in every branch of government. Wife, Evelyn. Married 40 years. Parents of 3 and grandparents to 7. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. Independent, nonpartisan redistricting commission. No gerrymandering. Strong educational system. Develop North Carolina children and promote robust economy. Close health care coverage gap. Medical care for uninsured and preserve rural hospitals. Independent judiciary. Fair and equal justice. Please choose one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? NC parents and all citizens expect tragic gun violence to be addressed by common sense legislation. I support and have co-sponsored red flag laws, setting up an early warning judicial procedure for preventative action by relatives, classmates, and law enforcement before a tragedy occurs. Website, joejohnnchouse.com. That's joejohnnchouse.com. Michael Nelson, Party Libertarian. No response from this candidate. Marilyn Avila, Party Republican. No response from candidate. North Carolina House of Representatives, District 41. Maria Cervinia, Party Democrat. Background, currently serve as a Wake County Commissioner. listening to the community, working for solutions, and successfully getting things done have been essential. My commitment is to continue to advocate for what is most important to you and North Carolina. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Top three priorities: protect individual rights and freedoms, including reproductive health care, contraception access, marriage equality, and same-sex relationships. Access to high-quality physical and behavioral health care and expand Medicaid. Fully fund public education, pre-K to higher education. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: new restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? I support abortion care that does not restrict access, which may lead to unplanned pregnancies, pregnancy complications, and undiagnosed medical conditions. Realistically, in this political environment, we will need to relationship build and find common ground to enact these legislative protections. Website: maria4nc.com. MariaForNC.com. Bruce K. Forster, Party Republican. No response from this candidate. Kevin Tarrant, Party Libertarian. Background: my years of experience have prepared me well for this position, researching political parties. Although this is my first time running for office, I plan to engage young people into the campaign as they are more open to change. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. I want to give more access to high-quality, affordable health care, which is a critical concern in everyone's life. I want to strengthen economic opportunity for North Carolina's residents, businesses, and entrepreneurs. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: new restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? I would remove all restrictions on gun ownership. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? I would remove all restrictions on abortion access. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? I would work to remove regulations that prevent folks from growing and selling their own food. I would pester Congress to drill for clean oil and natural gas here in our own country. I would remove restrictive laws that prevent folks from making a living from their own homes. Website, and this is quite long here, facebook.com/elect-kevin-tarrett-11085427172-6121. And I'll repeat that. facebook.com/elect-kevin-tarrett-11085427172-6121. North Carolina House of Representatives, District 49. Michael Oakes, Party Libertarian. Background: I have been an active member of the Wake County Libertarian Party for years. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. My top two priorities are to reduce the cost of North Carolina housing and to advocate for greater school choice, which will give North Carolinians greater control over their housing and finances and confer greater freedom to raise their children according to their needs. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. I will support and propose bills which reduce state income taxes and establish a moratorium on fuel excise taxes to leave more money in the pockets of North Carolinians for gas and food. Website: oakes4nc.org. That's oakesfornc.org. David Robertson, Party Republican. No response from candidate. Cynthia Ball, Party Democrat. Background: with a strong education background, experience, and skills, and a commitment to public service, I want to continue serving the people of North Carolina. First elected in 2016, I have worked to focus on policies that will improve the lives of all people in North Carolina. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. 1. Public education funding. Our schools need a lot more resources to be able to provide a sound basic education for all. Building the teacher pipeline, which is in serious peril. Increase funds for teacher support and retention. 2. Closing the health care coverage gap. 3. Environmental justice. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? The majority of North Carolinians support sensible gun control legislation, and I will continue to sponsor legislation and partner with organizations that are working on this. The website: cynthia4nc.com. That's cynthiafornc.com. North Carolina House of Representatives, District 66. Sarah Crawford, Party Democrat. Background: I am a working mom and have dedicated my career to service through my work in the State Senate and as CEO of Tammy Lynn Center for Developmental Disabilities. In the Senate, I have prioritized funding for public education and access to health care. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Education. We must invest in our classrooms, reduce class size, and raise teacher pay to ensure that every child in North Carolina receives a world-class education. Healthcare. We must expand Medicaid and ensure that everyone has access to quality, affordable health care. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to to address new restrictions on abortion access. The decision to have an abortion is difficult and personal. I trust people to make their own decisions without government interference. I support legislation that guarantees access to abortion care, and as a senator, have sponsored legislation to codify Roe in North Carolina. The website, sarahfornc.com. That's sarahfornc.com. Mikhail Penaflor, Libertarian. No response from this candidate. Yves Basuila Tisholar, Party Republican. Background: I immigrated to the United States with my American-born husband when our daughter was 6 years old. At that time, I became a stay-at-home mom and later pursued careers in cosmetology and as an EKG technician. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. School choice, safety, and fiscal conservatism. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? I would work with our state legislature to create affordable housing, encourage companies to create more employment opportunities for Wake County residents, and reduce taxes to help struggling families in North Carolina. Website, ivesfornc66.com. That's ivesfornc66.com. And that's the numbers 6 and number 6. NC Superior Court Judge District 10A, Seat 1. Paul C. Ridgway, Party Democrat. Background: Superior Court Judge in Wake County since 2007. Chief Superior Court Judge since 2017. Raised in Raleigh, BS and MPA from NCSU. Law degree from Campbell Law School, 1986. 20 years in Raleigh law practice prior to becoming a judge. Please share your personal statement about why you want to serve on this court. Being selected by the citizens to serve as a judge in our courts is not only a privilege but a great responsibility. Each day, I strive to dispense justice in a fair and impartial manner, consistent with our laws and constitutions, and to act with professionalism toward all who appear before me. What, if anything, should be added to the North Carolina Code of Judicial Conduct regarding recusal and/or political activity of judges? Public confidence in our courts is essential to the rule of law. Confidence is eroded if judges are perceived to be led by ideology rather than the law. Judges should always act in a way that builds trust by limiting partisanship and recusing when needed, and our judicial code should so require. Website, judgeridgway.com. JUDGERIDGEWAY.com. North Carolina District Court Judge, District 10A, Seat 1. Rashad Hauter, Party Republican. Candidate is unopposed. NC District Court Judge, District 10A, Seat 3, unexpired. Cynthia Bador Kenny, Party Democrat, candidate is unopposed. NC District Court Judge, District 10B, Seat 1. David K. Baker, Party Democrat, candidate is unopposed. NC District Court Judge, District 10D, Seat 1. Margaret Eagles, Party Democrat, candidate is unopposed. NC District Court Judge, District 10D, Seat 2. J. Brian Ratledge, Party Republican, candidate is unopposed. NC District Court Judge, District 10D, Seat 3. Ned W. Mangum, Party Republican, candidate is unopposed. NC District Court Judge, District 10D, Seat 4, unexpired. Rhonda Graham Young, Party Democrat. Background, I have 14 years of practical legal experience litigating both criminal and civil cases in Wake County District Courts. I have practiced law in each courtroom that I will serve the citizens of Wake County. Please share your personal statement about why you want to serve on this court. I want to serve as a judge in Wake County to enhance diversity on the bench and use the skill and knowledge to ensure that everyone that comes before me gets a fair hearing in court. What, if anything, should be added to the North Carolina Code of Judicial Conduct regarding recusal and or political activity of judges? Canon 7 of the North Carolina Code of Judicial Conduct speaks to political activity of judges in North Carolina. At this time, I have no opinion if other language should be added. Website, RhondaGrahamYoungForJudge.com. That's RhondaGrahamYoungForJudge.com. North Carolina District Court Judge, District 10E, Seat 1. Sam Hamadan, Party Democrat, candidate is unopposed. NC District Court Judge, District 10E, Seat 2. Lewis Meyer, Party Democrat, candidate is unopposed. NC District Court Judge, District 10F, Seat 1. Asia Prince, Party Republican. Background, my experience includes representing the United States in civil matters as an assistant United States attorney. I have served in a quasi-judicial capacity with the North Carolina Industrial Commission. Currently, I manage the court programs divisions with NCAOC. Please share your personal statement about why you want to serve on this court. As a native of Wake County, I desire to serve and give back to my community. District court is where most people will interact with the court system. I believe this is where I can have the greatest impact and use my experience to ensure the scales of justice are balanced for all. What, if anything, should be added to the North Carolina Code of Judicial Conduct regarding recusal and or political activity of judges? The recusal requirements provide for individual accountability while ensuring a judge is able to be impartial in a matter. Additionally, Canon 7 rightly addresses the competing needs for an impartial and independent judiciary, while recognizing the requirement that judges run for public office. Website, princeforjudge.com, PRINCEFORJUDGE.com. Jennifer Bedford, Party Democrat, no response from this candidate. Wake County District Attorney Jeff Dobson, Party Republican. Background: I run a mid-sized law firm now that has 6 attorneys and numerous support staff. I have personally handled murder cases, rape case, drug trafficking cases, and post-conviction matters, appeals, and MARS in both state and federal court. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. Eliminate the massive backlog of murder and felony cases. Revise the bond procedures done in Wake County. What is your view on diversionary programs meant to minimize contact with the criminal justice system, and how would you implement them? A lot of the diversionary programs cost money, but many defendants cannot afford them. I would allow the ADA, under my supervision, to allow informal deferrals to occur so that indigent people are capable of obtaining the same result as those who can afford a private attorney. Website, Dobson4DA.com. DobsonForDa.com. Nancy Lauren Friedman, Party Democrat. Background, Wake County District Attorney since 2015. Wake County Clerk of Court, 2006 to 2014. City of Raleigh's Human Relations Committee, 2005 to 2011. Chair of the Wake County Democratic Party, 2003 to 2005. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. As DA, I will continue to implement policies that promote the fair administration of justice and that divert people with substance use or mental health issues away from the legal system. I will also continue to prioritize the prosecution of violent offenders and those who abuse their authority. What is your view on diversionary programs meant to minimize contact with the criminal justice system, and how would you implement them? Our office currently has more deferral programs than any prosecutor office in the state. Since being elected as district attorney, I have expanded these programs and increased access to them to give people who commit low-level nonviolent offenses a second chance and to connect them with programs. Website, freemanforda.com. FREEMANFORDA.com. Wake County Board of Commissioners, District 1. Chanel N. Harris, Party Republican. Background, notary of public for 5 years as a business officer. Work for the City of Raleigh for 4 years, Division of Performing Art. Degree in Human Performance and Wellness. Licensed Healthcare Agent. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. Smart Growth and Affordable Housing, ESSA Act, Every Student Succeed Act, and the CARES Act. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. Affordable housing, jobs for youth, or climate change and conservation. Affordable housing. I support the Smart Growth for Affordable Housing and NACA, Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America. Every American should have the opportunity to live in a safe area and have the right to own their own property at an affordable rate. Website, facebook.com/district1wake. That's facebook.com/district1wake. Donald Mile, Party Democrat. Background, military service. State employee receiving the Order of the Longleaf Pine. Precinct Chair, Wake County Board of Elections, North Carolina Victim, CompCom, Raleigh Board of Adjustments, Wake County Board of Adjusts, NCSEA and NCAE, MPA, MSBA, AAS. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. 1. Education, adequate funding for our school system. 2. Safety, sheriff department, EMS, fire department, and public safety are properly funded. 3. Health and human resources, the delivery of health and human related services for all children, the elderly, disabled, and low-income families is a must. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. Affordable housing, jobs for youth, or climate change and conservation. Affordable housing. We must approach this issue from a regional perspective. Wake County consists of 12 municipalities, and each are working on an affordable housing plan to include the county. It is my belief that we should create a task force and bring all stakeholders together. And let's work on a plan together. The website, donmile.com. That's donmile.com. Wake County Board of Commissioners, District 2. Matt Calabria, Democrat. Background, Wake County Commissioner since 2014. Raleigh attorney since 2009. Studied at UNC Chapel Hill and Duke Law School. Volunteered with various nonprofits and charitable causes. Fuquay Varina resident, husband, and father of one daughter. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. As Wake County grows, we must work to enhance our quality of life and keep cost of living manageable. Improving housing affordability, strengthening public education, and building more robust transportation options will help us do just that. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. Affordable housing, jobs for youth, or climate change and conservation. Affordable housing. The Commission should continue working toward more housing affordability for both renters and homeowners. This includes increasing our affordable housing stock, working with municipalities to enact forward-thinking planning and zoning policies, and keep property taxes manageable. Website, mattcalabria.com. That's mattcalabria.com. Mark McMaines, Party Republican. Background: I have been running a business for over 30 years and saved 25 jobs in 2012 before the business closed down in Cary. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Deferred property tax for seniors, and give choice to our parents, and have true affordable housing in the county. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: affordable housing, jobs for youth, or climate change and conservation. Affordable housing. Bring in tiny housing from 125 square feet to 900 square feet. Four tiny houses per acre in the county. Jobs for youth. We have to make them a part of the job training, and they will have to want to work first. There's nothing a youth person can't do. We need to give them a hand up, not a hand out. Climate change and conservation. Everyone has to do their part. We can work together and make it right. Website: no response from candidate. Wake County Board of Commissioners, District 3. Irana Comer, Republican Party. Background: I'm a first-generation immigrant, a finance professional, and a working mother. I began my career with PwC, conducting financial analysis for very large companies, then earned an MBA from Stern and worked on Wall Street before opening my own business. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. My top priorities are lower taxes, improved public safety, and school choice. Taxes should fund essential government services and nothing more. Public safety would benefit from well-compensated and well-trained service line professionals. Public schools would benefit from private school competition. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: affordable housing, jobs for youth, or climate change and conservation. Affordable housing. Housing prices are a function of supply and demand. A limited supply drives up costs. Development of duplexes, fourplexes, and middleplexes requires sensible space availability and a fundamental shift in how the county views zoning and development restrictions, both of which our commission focuses. The website: iranaforwake.com. IrinaForWake.com. Cheryl F. Stallings, Party Democrat. Background: North Carolina native, lived in Wake 30 years, wife, mother, sister, organ donor, PhD, psychologist, small business owner, and Apex Town Council member. Also served on Apex's Finance Committee, Economic Development Committee, and Environmental Advisory Board. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. A healthy and sustainable economy, community, and environment for all. We'll seek to expand economic development and clean energy jobs, increase diverse housing options, support public schools, preschool to community college, invest in public health / mental health, and preserve green spaces. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: affordable housing, jobs for youth, or climate change and conservation. Affordable housing. I will work to help support and expand the current affordable housing plan, which includes building and preserving more housing that our county residents can afford, working to end homelessness, and partnering with community stakeholders who provide case management and financial support. Website: CherylForWake.org. That's CHERYL, the number 4, WAKE.org. Wake County Board of Commissioners, District 7. Vicki Adamson. Party, Democrat. Candidate is unopposed. Wake County Clerk of Superior Court, Blair Williams. Party, Democrat. Candidate is unopposed. Wake County Sheriff, Donnie Harrison. Party, Republican. Background, 16 years as sheriff, retired from the North Carolina Highway Patrol, former college and high school basketball referee, active in numerous civic and community organizations. Top two or three priorities, if elected, dealing with the county's mental health and substance abuse crisis. Two, improve training and professionalism within the sheriff's office. Three, increase the number of patrol officers to improve public safety across the county. As sheriff, what steps would you take to enhance community accountability, such as prompt release of law enforcement videos and funding for mental health personnel? Accessibility, accountability, transparency. Sheriffs across the state need to improve transparency with the public and news media. I also support using some of the opioid settlement money in Wake County to hire more mental health professionals to answer calls with our EMS first responders. Website, DonnieHarris.com. DonnieHarrison.com. DonnieHarrison.com. Willie Rowe, Party Democrat, background, U.S. Army veteran and retired major from the Wake County Sheriff's Office with over 40 years of experience in public safety, served on the senior staff and assisted with developing and implementing policies and procedures, supervising and managing staff, resources, and daily operations. Top two or three priorities if elected, 1. Reduce crime and enhance public safety. 2. Restore public trust in the sheriff's office's leadership. 3. Increase staffing, improve morale, and community engagement. The impact will ensure equal protection for all, create opportunity, and safer communities. As sheriff, what steps would you take to enhance community accountability, such as prompt release of law enforcement videos and funding for mental health personnel? Establish a community engagement team to address the mental health crisis, drug addiction, and teen bullying. Increase community interaction to foster positive relationships with the residents and work with all stakeholders to secure the legal release of law enforcement videos in a timely manner. The website, roweforsheriff.com. roweforsheriff.com. Wake County Board of Education, District 1. Cheryl Caulfield. No response from the candidate. Ben Clapsaddle, background, Colonel, retired, U.S. Army, project manager, Booz Allen Hamilton, professor of management for Coker University, chief of modernization and functional division, U.S. Army Forces Division at Fort Bragg, awarded Legion of Merit and Bronze Star. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Parental involvement and partnership. Provide more opportunities for parents to understand curricula without placing burdens on educators. listening tours throughout the district, supporting and retaining teachers. Respectable salaries /benefits. Increase support staff in schools /buses. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? The BOE should task superintendent with providing increased support staff at schools not meeting academic growth. Partner with nonprofits to provide high dosage tutoring, mental health supports, and food security to provide effective wraparound services at no cost to WCPSS. The website, benforwakeschools.com. It's BENFORWAKESCHOOLS.com. Wake County Board of Education District 2. Dorian Hamilton. Background: I am a concerned mother of three who has worked in Wake County Public School System for several years. I have successfully operated Invictus Performing Arts Program for 8 years. I love working with children, supporting and participating in their success. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. I support policies that will ensure that our students are life ready. If our children can't read, write, and do math well enough to confidently go to the next level in life, then we have done them an injustice. Secondly, I believe that closing the achievement gap is an attainable goal. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? In addition to the ongoing support systems that are already in place, I believe substantial teacher training is imperative to reaching more students. Understanding the nuances that are associated with different cultures and varied instructional strategies will significantly help reach more students. Website: VoteForDorian.com. That's VOTE, the number 4, DORIAN.com. Monica Johnson Hostler. Background: during my tenure on the board, I had the privilege to learn and lead as board chair and vice chair. Additionally, I am the executive director of the North Carolina Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with over 20 years of leadership and advocacy experience. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Ensuring a high-quality education for all students, retaining and supporting educators, and engaging parents are my priorities. These priorities create the conditions in which students can thrive, educators can inspire, and parents in our community are invested. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? The board must intentionally work to end performance predictability based on race, income, or zip code. The data should direct resources, including educators, professional development, parental and community engagement, and expand student services with more counselors, nurses, and instructional assistants. The website, monica4schools.com. That's MONIKAFOR. SCHOOLS.com. Monica Ruiz. Background: I earned a BS in microbiology from UMCP. I worked in labs at the FDA, NIH, and UCSD before earning my MS in secondary education from ODU. I have worked for Wake County Public School System as a sub, IA, and taught math and science, 7th, earth science, and biology, CCK, and Fifth. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Revamping the curricula and providing input from teachers and parents. Curriculum transparency for parents and a return to using textbooks. Fiscal accountability and prioritizing safe schools. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? Intense tutoring in small groups to get the students caught up in the specific areas that they need. Creating a mentoring program for students. Website, monicaruiz4wake.com. That's MONICARUIZ, the number 4, WAKE.com. Wake County Board of Education, District 3. Doug Hammack. Background, I've been a minister for 30 years helping people make ours a better world. I'm pretty good at helping inflamed, conflicted people move beyond their divides and work together. Seems pretty relevant for school boards these days. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. 1. Supporting teachers. Our teachers have been devalued and underpaid. I'll work to help recruit and retain skilled, passionate teachers for our children. 2. Less fighting, more problem solving. Hyper-partisan ugliness isn't in our children's best interests. I will work to help us work together. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? Diverse schools have proven to be effective closing the achievement gap. Wake County has a history of great magnet schools. I'll work to make magnets and community schools even stronger. The website, DougForWake.com. Brooks Lowe, no response from candidate. Wing Ng, background, I am a first-generation Chinese-American, father of child with Down syndrome, physician in Raleigh for 17 years, former member of NC Council on Developmental Disabilities. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. 1. Raise educational standards through funding early literacy and tutoring programs and returning to time-tested curriculum. 2. Support teachers through competitive wages, classroom resources, and training. 3. Empower parents through curriculum transparency and volunteer opportunities. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? The Board should provide students equal opportunities to achieve academic success, no matter the socioeconomic levels. Supplemental tutoring should be available to every student that needs it. The website, wingforwakeschools.com. That's WINGFORWAKESCHOOLS.